Hey, good morning. Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 17. 1 Chronicles 17. And it came about that when David dwelt in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, "Behold, I am dwelling in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under curtains." Then Nathan said to David, "Do all that is in your heart, for God is with you." And it came about the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell David my servant, thus says the Lord, you shall not build a house for me to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel to this day, but I have gone from tent to tent and from one dwelling place to another. In all places where I have walked with all Israel, have I spoken a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, why have you not built for me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you should be leader over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you, and I will make you a name like the name of the great ones who are in the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in their own place and be moved no more. Neither shall the wicked waste them any more as formerly. Even from the day that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and I will subdue all your enemies. Moreover, I will tell you that the Lord will build a house for you. And it shall come about that when your days are fulfilled, that you must go to be with your fathers, that I will set up one of your descendants after you who shall be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build for me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. I will not take my loving kindness away from him as I took it from him who was before you. But I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom forever, as throne shall be established forever, according to all these words and according to all the vision." So Nathan spoke to David. Then David the king went in and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me this far? And this was a small thing in thine eyes, O God, but thou hast spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And has regarded me according to the standard of man of high degree, O Lord God. What more can David still say to thee concerning the honor bestowed on thy servant? For thou knowest thy servant. O Lord, for thy servant's sake and according to thine own heart, thou hast wrought all this greatness to make known all these great things. O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God besides thee according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, to make thee a name by great and terrible things, in driving out nations before thee, thy people, whom thou didst redeem out of Egypt. For thy people Israel, thou didst make thine own people forever, and thou, O Lord, didst become their God. And now, O Lord, let the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as thou hast spoken. And let thy name be established and magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel, and the house of David thy servant is established before thee. For thou, O my God, hast revealed to thy servant that thou wilt build for him a house. Therefore thy servant hath found courage to pray before thee. And now, O Lord, thou art God, and hast promised this good thing to thy servant. And now it hath pleased thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord, hast blessed and is blessed forever." Amen. So this is this passage deals with a covenant that God makes with David. And so you notice David, it's kind of an interesting beginning here. David is dwelling in his house, and remember his house was really beautiful. One of the kings came and helped him, brought his finest people to come, craftsmen and carpenters and all kinds of people. You know, they brought the best wood in the place. And seemingly now David is he's pondering. He's basically meditating in his home. He's probably having quiet time. He's doing something in that regard, something spiritual. And when he sits in his home and he dwells in his house, he feels something. He feels a little guilty. He feels like, man, here I am in this beautiful house, but my Lord is still living in a tent, or he's residing in a tent. Now notice, that was the beginning of kind of a faulty idea that David has. You know, God is not just constricted to a tent. And so we can see this. And so he turns to Nathan, and apparently Nathan was around. And he says to Nathan, he says, man, here I am in this house of cedar, but the Lord is under curtains. And then look at Nathan the prophet, and this is kind of a warning for many, many leaders in this house. He said to him, do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. Now, was that a true statement? Well, partly true. One, yeah, God was with David, but it wasn't God's intention for David to build his house. And so, this may not necessarily be a prophetic word, and so it's not like like in the Old Testament where the prophets would say, thus saith the Lord, or God spoke, or something to that effect. So I'm going to give Nathan the benefit of the doubt and say this just really flowed out of his heart, his pastoral heart. And he said, well, you know, do all that's in your heart, God is with you. But then that night came, and then God now speaks to Nathan, and he says, no, you need to go back to David, and you need to tell him, no, I made a mistake. Not God made a mistake, but Nathan, you made a mistake. And so you should not build a house for me to dwell in, for I'm not dwelling in this house since, goes on and on. And Nathan, for his part, this is a good part, he does it. He basically goes back to David and says, David, sorry, my first word that I gave you, it was wrong. I spoke presumptuously. And this will be, in a lot of ways, how people get hurt by prophecy in the church. It may not even be prophecy. It may be just be a wishful thought or a wishful idea. It makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, it makes sense that God, now the kingdom of David is established, and the kingdom of Israel is expanded, as big as it will ever expand. And so he's firmly established, and David builds this beautiful house. It makes sense that there would be a tabernacle, a dwelling place for the Lord, a temple, basically. It makes perfect sense. But again, Nathan speaks presumptuously. And I think in the church, a lot of times, we often do that. We want to give good words to people. And I'm not talking about just prophetic words, but we want to speak blessing. Even that's a word where we get the word benediction, which basically means speak well of. And so it's a very a good thing that we want to do as leaders. We should be really good at that. We should be really good at speaking well of others, of being able to bless other people. This is a very central for me personally in my own ministry. If you notice, if I do skip it, it's totally a brain fart on my part. But almost every email I ever send out, I always end it with God bless. And because I know my primary purpose, my primary ministry as a pastor and leader is to bless the people. It's the Jewish idea, the berakah, to speak blessing over people. And so I'll do it in email form. I'll do it in text form. I'll do it, you know, speaking with people, because it's good to do that. But you got to make sure that now when we're talking about prophetically, that it really is from the Lord. And so Nathan speaks presumptuously. He shares that word. The Lord speaks, and thank goodness Nathan had the integrity, had the heart to go back and say, okay, oh, sorry. I was a little off. You know, in spending time with RT these last few years, you know, one thing that I really appreciate about RT is his absolute commitment to the Word of God. I mean, obviously, a lot of people have that. But one thing I really respect even more so is his reverence and admiration for the prophetic. And so much so that, you know, one thing that we always talk about together is so much so that when people give a prophetic word, he says hardly ever do people go back and say, actually, I was wrong. Very rarely do people say, oh, man, you know, I totally missed that one. They just kind of like put it under the rug, or they just kind of move along. And there's not the integrity of the prophetic voice to turn back and say, man, I really missed it on that one. I had this one episode. and with a church member, and they were really praying about something, about praying about if they should move somewhere else, and all these things. And so they asked me to join along in their prayers, and so I did. And after a bit of time, I actually felt like God spoke to me, and it was kind of one of those things like, should I go or should I stay? And the word that I felt I got was, you know what, you should stay. And so I remember it was pretty embarrassing. It's quite funny actually as well. But we were sitting in my office, and I was saying, Lord, yeah, I think the Lord is speaking to me. You know, I think you should stay. And then she turned, and her face got all red. And she turned to me and says, oh, well, yesterday I just accepted a job, you know, in the other country. So I'm going, you know, kind of thing. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, my face is getting red. Her face is getting red. And then she said, you know, I've been praying and praying, and this is what I feel like I'm going to do. Now, as a leader, I'm not going to say, hey, I'm the senior pastor. You know, I hear more clearly from God than you do. I mean, you know, okay, listen, if I ever say that to anybody, just shoot me in the head, okay? Because I should be with Jesus by now. I've totally lost my rocker. I'm off my rocker. And then after I prayed some more, I realized that actually I was speaking out of my flesh. You know, it was more like, because I really wanted her to stay, you know, and not move to a foreign country. And then it would be very easy for me to just kind of sweep it under the rug. But that's not, good leaders don't do that. And I had to go to her and says, you know what, I'm really sorry. I think I totally misheard. I think you heard right. You should move. And she did, and she's happy now. And, you know, we still communicate, and she hasn't lost all respect for me during that time. But I think that's important. You know, I think it's important for people to see leaders apologize at times. I think it's important for people to see, you know, church members to see, you know, pastors are not perfect. I mean, we know that already. Everyone knows that. You know, but there's times where we can express our humanness in that way. And Nathan does it here. Nathan, I mean, this is the words. I mean, wouldn't you love to receive the word? Can you imagine what's going on in David's heart? He's saying, do all that is in your heart, son, for God is with you. And so he's probably calling the architects together. You know what I mean? He's probably sending a dispatch to his friend, the king, you know, for even finer materials, and all these things are happening. And then the next day, the word has to come and says, sorry. No, it's not going to come through you. But, I mean, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is it's not going to come through you, but the good news is it's going to come through your son. And so thus the blow is lessened a little bit in that regard. And, you know, thus we see how history unfolds in this place. But I think this is a little insight, a really good passage for us to number one, to be really mindful of the things that we say. I mean, to be really mindful. To recognize that as a leader, as a pastor, as a house church leader, as a ministry leader, you know, whatever settings, that your words have weight. And so it may lead people into, you know, all different kinds of crazy ideas and these type of things. Because you have to realize a lot of people in their heart, they have things in their heart that are not really from the Lord, but good things, like David did. David, he wanted to build a house for God. That was a really good thing, but it wasn't from God. And the word that Nathan says is, basically he says, David, have I ever, God's saying to David, David, have I ever complained to you or any of my judges? I mean, this is going all the way back to Joshua. Have I complained to any of them that I'm dwelling from tent to tent, from dwelling to dwelling? There's a particular word for that, but you know, we don't have to get into that. And he says, I never complain because God's saying it doesn't bother me. I'm not constrained by a space or a location in that regard. And so he's saying that's not, you know, maybe that's your own guilt that you feel, but that's not from the Lord. And he kind of lets him off the hook in that way. And it's I mean, one side is kind of a beautiful way of God redeeming David in that regard, you know, not just shutting him down. And notice the different passage will say that, you know, he won't build because he's a man of blood. And he needs a man of peace to do that, but, you know, Nathan is spared that, or God spares Nathan is sharing that part with him, particularly in this passage. And it's quite an interesting thing. We need to be, again, we need to be very careful of things that we say. like I said, people will wish and want things. You know, I remember when I was pursuing Lisa, and I was just like trying to hang on to every little thing that I could find. And I remember I would be watching TV. I mean, just a typical evening. And then there would be a TV show, and they would mention Lisa. And I'd be like, Lord, are you speaking to me? You know, and then I flip the channel, and then it'll be a commercial, and it'll be Lisa. Lord. You know when people have something in their heart, they reach for anything. And so we got to be careful, particularly as leaders, when we do share a word or even share a blessing, that it really, really does come from the Lord in that way. And then, if you make a mistake, go back and humble yourself and say, you know what, man, I ate some funky popcorn, or, you know, I had some bad pizza, or, you know, something to that effect, that I had a sugar rush and I wasn't thinking clearly, and so I misspoke. You know, will you forgive me? And then, you know, bring some clarity in that regard. The last part just here, just one verse that I think is really powerful in itself, is verse 16. And he says, then David the king went in and sat before the Lord and said, who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far? This is a beautiful, humble reply. You know, David could have said, what? I'm not going to build your house? That's ridiculous, man. Don't you know who I am, God? I'm the king. You know, I've expanded the kingdom of Israel. I brought peace to this place. And but instead, he goes back and says, yes, it's purely I'm at this place. Like you shared before, I was just a mere shepherd boy. I'm at this place. You brought me thus far. The idea is this statement, if you think about it, if you brought me thus far, you'll bring me to the end. Isn't that a beautiful idea? God, you brought me thus far. It is your loving kindness. It is your grace. It is your mercy, your favor that I'm where I'm at right now. You have brought me this far, meaning, Lord, you will complete the race. For I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it into the day of Christ. Philippians 1. It's powerful. Lord, you brought me thus far. And brothers and sisters, God has brought us thus far. Isn't it amazing how far God has brought us? You know, in 15 years as a church, man, I'm just amazed how far God has brought us. We're sitting, Pastor Ricky and I and Steph, you know, we're meeting with leaders in Shanghai, and just amazing how God has brought us thus far. And just our reputation that we have as a church, and, you know, even leaders that we don't even know very well, and they've heard of SP and they've heard of our brand, and really quite favorable to that. You know, and then sitting with SPers in Shanghai and just meeting, man, God, you brought us so far in these 15 years. Can you imagine the same idea, what's going to happen the next 15 years and how God's going to continue to bless and continue to use us in his way all over Asia? I mean, it's just powerful how God does that. So let's close our eyes. Sorry, I feel like I spoke on two totally different thoughts, but verse 16 is such a beautiful passage. So the first word is for leaders. Be mindful. Huh? Be mindful. We want to be aggressive in blessing people, but we want to have the word of the Lord. We don't want to move in our presumption. And it's not because people are gullible. It's not about being gullible. It's people are hungry and they're desperate. They want a word of the Lord. And so be careful. You know, I know at this house, we don't use our words to manipulate people, but it happens in the Christian world. And so if you're a leader, pray this prayer. I pray this prayer as much as I can, ages. And so just ask the Holy Spirit just to put a check in your mind and your heart before you say something that is not from him. I pray that. I said, Lord, just put a check in my spirit if I'm about to say something that I shouldn't say. Now, the key is you have to obey it. So that's not easy sometimes. And then maybe you're at a place right now, and maybe you're struggling in some way, maybe here or listening online. Listen, God has brought you this far, and God will be faithful to complete it. And so as you sing, let's just meditate. If the word and what I talk about Nathan and David is speaking to you, or maybe verse 16...
So we pour out our praise.
Let's pray. Let's thank the Lord for leading us thus far, for caring for us, for providing for us, for building relationships and families around us to bless us, and using us, giving us ministries and gifts and tools that we can be a blessing to others. He's brought us thus far, and He will continue to bring us and lead us. Let's give thanks to the Lord this morning. Let's pray over our community that are battling through illness, particularly cancer. Let's pray for God's healing word, and pray for those that are going through therapies as well, and surgeries. Let's pray for God's hand of healing. Let's pray for our community that are battling through illness but also needs to meet with Jesus. Let's pray for physical healing, and let's pray for that word of salvation. Let's pray for our community that are battling through non-cancer-related illness, and let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work. Let's pray for God's open doors and His provision. Let's go to our mission focus and let's pray for Japan and Cambodia today. Let's pray for Pastor Sophia. She sent me a report lately that they've been having a few salvations and they may have to even move their premises because people are getting saved there. And so let's just continue to pray for a fruitful ministry. Let's pray for Cambodia, pray for Grace and her ministry, her business. God will continue to connect her with people that God needs to connect her with. And let's also pray for Oasis House, our Pastor Jenny, as their ministry continue to expand and they keep adding on counselors. And this will really be a real place of healing here in the city in Phnom Penh. So let's just lift up these countries, let's lift up these people and our friends ministering there. Let's pray over our missions council and let's ask God's hand to be upon our leaders as they lead us in our missional endeavors. Let's pray for outreach ministries, Agape, HOMI, SP Lives, Freedom Bridge, and Recreation. Let's pray for our leaders, our volunteers, that they will be encouraged and strengthened. And also every person that they meet in these ministries, it will be a fruitful ministry. Let's pray for SP Fam. Let's lift up Cadence as she leads. Let's thank God that there are about three or four families that are almost finished in the process of signing up. And so let's pray that they will get approved by the government, by the agencies, and that we would be able to take care of more babies here at SP. Let's continue to lift up. Let's pray for our gatherings tonight. Let's pray for IP, SPU, and SP Youth. EG is off tonight. Well, let's just ask God's hand to be with us as we gather together, as we pray for God's heart, as the young people are drawn closer to the Lord. Well, let's just pray for just really effective ministries tonight. And then if I could actually ask you pray for something, you know, this weekend is a Celebration of Generosity conference going on. It's in Discovery Bay. And so if you can just pray for the conference and the Lord would just really draw people closer to Him. I'll actually be speaking tomorrow night. Myself and Adam will be doing something, then I'll be giving the closing sermon. And so just pray for favor. I still have a lot of preparation to make, and so pray that God would bless my time today. It's so busy If you could pray for that, I really appreciate it. So Celebration of Generosity Conference this weekend, and then tomorrow night I'll be speaking. Let's pray. Lord, we feel like David, God. Lord, who are we? God, who is our family, Lord, that you should be so gracious to us, God? And you brought us thus far, Lord. God, meaning that you will continue to be with us and continue to lead us, God. And if anyone is discouraged today, Lord, if anyone feels like you're not with them or any of these things, God, just give them perspective, Lord. Let them see how far you brought them to this place, God, and how faithful you'll be, God, to complete it and finish it. And so we thank you, Lord. We bless you. Lord, help us as leaders to be careful with our words, Lord, that you would guard us in that way, God. And we thank you. We pray that SP would continue to grow in wisdom and stature, God, favor with God and favor with man. Watch over us, God, this weekend as well. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we'll see you over this weekend.